The wind whipped at Owen's jacket as he trudged up the long slate steps. When he reached the old diner's front entrance, he stopped and turned, putting his back to the door and facing into the bitter February blast. He tried not to look, but he couldn't help himself. There it stood, across the street, dark and deserted, its brickwork looming four stories, long rows of windows glaring back at him. He shivered. One of the big warehouse windows was sealed over with cardboard and duct tape. Vandalism. The night before, he'd overheard his mom talking quietly on the phone in the next room. He knew it was about him, but all he'd caught was the word reparation. He'd had to look it up. The making of amends for a wrongdoing by paying money or other compensation. And that had sent him off to sleep feeling even worse. He heaved a big breath, and the shivers stopped. "This is stupid," he muttered. He turned back and pushed the door open. Snowflakes spiraled around his feet, following him as he stepped inside and shut the diner door behind him. The place was simple, brightly lit, gleaming clean. "Hello?" he called out as he looked around. Six booths lined the windows on his left, facing the side street. To his right, a long counter lined with a dozen old-fashioned pedestal stools. Three small tables punctuated the center aisle. Owen tried to picture how many people would fill this space. 40? 50, maybe? Right now, at 4:30 on a Friday afternoon, there was not a soul in the place. Chop, 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 chop. The sound startled him. Glancing off to his right, he found its source. A grizzled old guy, just visible through a pass-through in the wall behind the counter, focused on his chopping block. "Hello?" Owen repeated, as he took a few steps toward the pass-through. The man stopped what he was doing and looked up. I need to speak with the owner?" The man set his knife down, wiped his hands on a small towel hanging at his waist, and peered through the opening at the boy. Owen couldn't read the expression on his face. "You the boy hear about some work?" More a statement than a question. Owen nodded. "Right," said the man. He disappeared for a moment, then emerged through a set of swinging doors at the end of the counter and walked up the aisle toward Owen. "Let's see what you can do."
"Excuse me?"
"You'd like to cook?" the man said. Owen shrugged.
"I guess."
The truth was, Owen loved to cook. In his 14 years on Earth, some of his happiest times had been cooking and eating with his parents, and he was drawn to the kitchen almost as much as he was to the baseball diamond. At least he used to be. These days he wasn't really drawn to much of anything. Getting into fights, maybe. "Have a seat," said the man, nodding at the nearest stool. "Let's see what you can do."